Good evening, everyone. My name is Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action team call, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we really want to give you some tools and knowledge to move your business forwards. And this week is no exception. We have an amazing individual joining us. In fact, this doctor is a fellow of the American College of Sports Medicine and Obesity Society. He served on the American Advisory Board for the Heart Association. Wait until you hear all the journals he's been published. In fact, this gentleman has been living and breathing sports nutrition for over 30 years, publishing papers that are getting published. He's passionate. This is truly his life focus. Listen to some of the journals that he's been published in. The Obesity Journal, the Frontiers in Physiology, American Journal of Preventative Medicine, the Journal of Applied Physiology, the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and International Journal of Sports Nutrition and Exercise Metabolism. This doctor has, because of his publications, has attained the coveted classic status. And what that means is his publications, his articles that he's published and been peer reviewed, have been referred to over 100 times by other leading scientists and doctors. One of this doctor's most significant discoveries was the fact that if we take in high quality protein, and we'll get into what high quality protein is, 4 to 6 times a day, it can reduce total body and abdominal fat. I mean, that's pretty incredible. I mean, he's been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Fox News, Prevention Magazine, Good Housekeeping, WebMD, Oprah's Magazine, Time Magazine, Huffington Post, Shape, Muscle and Fitness, Men's Fit. The list goes on and on, guys. I mean, he shows up on a Sirius XM, on Dr. Talk or Dr. Radio. I mean, this guy is truly passionate about it. He really is. He's been invited to, as an expert speaker, to speak at over 200 conferences around the globe. This isn't just a North American guy. This is a global guy. You heard about the European Journal. He's served and advised Olympic athletes, NHL hockey players. We're talking the best of the best in performance, the elite athletes. This is who they go to. This is the guy. So this individual resides in both Saratoga Springs, New York, and as of late, Phoenix, Arizona. But you know what? All those accomplishments, I mean, you may think that his most significant achievement is actually serving on the Isagenix Scientific Advisory Board, but he'll tell you his most significant achievement and the thing he's most passionate and proud of is his incredible wife Karen and his 3 boys. So it is my absolute privilege to welcome to the call today none other than Dr. Paul Arsario. How are you doing, Paul?
Hey Warren, thanks for having me. I'm doing fantastic. And thanks for that that lofty introduction. Yeah, I hope I can live up to it.
You've accomplished a lot over the past 30 years. Holy cow. I mean, it's amazing. And I only covered a fraction of actually of what he does. I have 2 pages of information on who this guy is. I mean, he is truly a world-renowned scientist. I know there's an amazing publication coming out in the next 2 weeks that is going to be referenced for probably the next 8 to 9 years as the go-to study. I mean, there's some cool things happening, but before we get into all that, Paul, let's share with our listeners who you really are. How did you become so passionate about sports nutrition? I know you're into yoga, you've ran marathons. I mean, you're incredibly fit, but how did that all come about?
Wow. You know, thanks for, first of all, having me, Warren. It's a real treat to be here. I love having the opportunity, and I don't take this for granted. I've mentioned this when I do have this opportunity in front of a large group of people, to never take it for granted. So thank you for providing this opportunity. So my start was really a function of me not being a good student. I really struggled in school. I struggled since I was a little boy, wanting the schools wanting to hold me back on several occasions, just because I wasn't meeting the standard. And so that really impacted my psyche. I did not grow up with a lot of confidence intellectually. And so the natural thing for me to do, because I grew up in a large family, there were seven children and our parents, you could get lost pretty easy. So I was already lost at school, and then at home I was getting lost. So for me, I turned to my physical body. I said, hey, what can I do to at least provide myself some self-worth? And so I just started to participate in as many sports as possible. And the two that kind of rose to the top were hockey and tennis. And so I just kind of pursued those and found a little bit of my identity. And in fact, in some cases, I probably found too much of my identity, because I was beginning to define myself based on my performance athletically. And if I didn't have a good athletic performance, it further sent me downward. So what ended up happening was I started to look for as much information as I could of how I could prepare myself better as an athlete. Because if I was identifying with myself as an athlete, I wanted to make sure I was doing everything possible. So I started to pursue on my own as much as I could about how to reach optimal physical performance. And that was through high school.
That was in high school. Okay.
Yeah. So then what ended up happening was was offered scholarships for my tennis. So I competed in college as a competitive scholarship athlete, and I had a very successful career. But something very important happened then. On my way growing up through this identity as an athlete, I had some loved ones that were very close to me that became sick. My grandparents, for one, my maternal grandfather and my paternal grandmother. And they really influenced me in a lot of ways. They had confidence in me, not that my parents didn't, but sometimes you have to look outside the family for some source of identity. Those two grandparents, they had confidence in me when I didn't have confidence in me. And they believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. And so when they became sick ill, that really affected me emotionally. And so I started to, in my journey in finding information that could help me physically, I began to also reach out beyond that and start to collect information of how I could help them deal with their illness. And along the way, my father got ill when I was in college. And so this kind of, these other people that had a huge influence on me and who I loved beyond words, when they became ill and their health became compromised, my self-centered, egotistical interest in my own physical performance began to expand outward. And I began to say, hey, what can I do to help these people? And that really turned me on. That was my epiphany of saying, I wanna become a resource for other people whose health is in need, or their physical performance is in need. And those two things kind of happen in tandem. So I started to go into this by wanting to get more information to help my loved ones and help them. But then I had other athletes that were asking me what I was doing to stay in shape and to perform at the level I was. So I was always working in tandem with ways to improve health and physical performance. And the performance was more me and the athletes that I was associating with, but the health component was much more focused on other people. And so that was my starting point. And that's how it all started. And I've never wavered from that that interest. I'm still myself an athlete, and I still have a high priority in wanting to compete at the highest level and help other athletes do the same. However, I still have other people close to me that are struggling with their health. And so I'm committed to finding answers at the highest level and so I'm a optimal health and performance scientist and researcher and coach.
Well, your desire to become a resource to others, you clearly have accomplished that. When Oprah's O magazine uses you as a reference point. I mean, Oprah's known around the globe. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. So I think you've hit the pinnacle. I know you've chosen to enter into a little bit of a consulting type relationship with Isagenics. I mean, Isagenics is getting known around the globe as a nutritional company that is really about helping provide long-term health. It's so much more than weight loss. It's really, really, if you want to have, as you said, the body to be able to enjoy your life, do the activities you love, putting great nutrition in is so very, very important. And I know we have so much to cover. So one of the things, since we're talking about Isagenics right now, in the profession of network marketing, there's many thousands of network marketing companies out there. And as an industry, we do like $183 billion a year annually. I mean, significant organization. Yet, what a lot of companies do is there's something called a primary versus secondary research studies. And if I understand this correct, and I really want you to speak into this, because I want you to talk about the studies that Isagenics has sort of done, is it's my understanding that a lot of companies will, say, have ginseng in their product. So what they'll do is they'll look for reports, published reports on ginseng, the benefits of ginseng, and they'll go, hey, look in here, we have ginseng in our product, therefore it'll do all this. When in reality, there isn't enough ginseng in this product to have any impact on the human body. So that, I believe, would be a secondary. And what Isagenics has done is not referencing a single ingredient, but they've taken our flagship product, our 30-day nutritional cleansing system, and have actually had studies done on that system. Do I have that correct? Can you speak into primary versus secondary? Because I think that's huge, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is huge. And, you know, Warren, before I dive into that, what I would also like to convey to the listeners and the watchers is, yes, I have aligned myself with Isagenics, and for a very specific reason. I've dedicated myself to this field of optimal health and performance, and I consult with other companies. Isagenics is not the only one. And in each case, I place a top priority on that company's commitment to doing the right thing. And part of doing the right thing includes doing their own, or at least funding their own third-party independent scientific research of original primary investigations. And so that touches right on your point. So I want to first just say I aligned with Isagenics because they're doing the right thing. And I can feel good about that at night when I lay my head down on the pillow to know that I've associated and aligned myself with a company who is doing the right thing. So that's number one. Number two, as you alluded to, you know, Isagenics is a company, and again, I'm speaking very kind of agnostic here, but just stating a fact that they are committed to wellness, they're committed to health, and they're committed to optimal performance. So, you know, that trilogy of those three things is what I'm all about, right? I mean, I want to help promote wellness. I want to help reduce disease risk and optimal health. But then at the other side of things, you could say that I also want to play a role in helping people perform at their absolute best. So those three things are connected. And Isagenics is doing that. And so that brings me to your main question. And that is any reputable, credible company that is doing things right is allowing others to independently, third party, test the efficacy and the safety of their products. And so what some companies decide to do is really of three different types of research. One is they do in-house research. And that's okay. I mean, in some cases, you need to, you know, first test the safety and efficacy of your products within your own team in-house. And that's important because that's a starting point, but it is by no means the end point. What a good company should then do is seek outside experts to conduct that research independently, third party, to test for the safety and efficacy. And Isagenix has been committed to both. They do in-house testing, but then more importantly, they do that third-party independent outside research. That's primary original investigation work. And that's what they've hired me to do. And so I do this for Isagenix. I also do it for other companies. So I have an obligation as an independent scientist to do the right thing ethically, scientifically.
You're also representing Skidmore College out of New York.
That's right. So my institution, absolutely. I'm putting them on the line too, because I'm employed by them while I'm doing the research. And so I have to abide by rules and regulations that are set nationally and globally in terms of scientific conduct. But you also have to have this research pass through an institutional review board at your university. And that's by an independent board. So there's a lot of things that go into doing third-party independent research. It's not so easy as to say, you know, here, Dr. Arciero, you know, Isagenix here, we want to have you do this study and just go and do it. You know, it has to pass through many different levels of scrutiny in order for it to be accepted.
Okay, so question for you. So, okay, great, I get that. And as long as the results come out good, like two thumbs up, that's fantastic. But if let's say you did the study on that 30-day nutritional cleansing system and the results were mediocre at best, or actually showing no significant improvement over the heart-healthy diet, could have Isagenix just kept it quiet that, yeah, okay, great, we won't worry about that and we'll just move on?
They could have if I allowed them to. No. Yes. I mean,
ideally the company would want to keep something that quiet, but it's not just you. You have a full research team. You
yes.
have the university involved. I mean, there's a whole lot of moving parts. So is there not some risk on Isagenix's part as far as, okay, great, here's a university, third party, go for it. We're hands off completely. What happens if it doesn't turn out right?
Yeah, there's a lot of eyes on this research data. So first and foremost, Isagenix at no time point has what is called the first right of refusal to publish the research. And that says everything. Meaning that regardless of what the data shows, Isagenix can't at any time point along the way of the research process say that we don't want you to publish that data. We're pulling the plug. They can't do that. And I would not allow that. And so one of the things as a scientist that I enter into with all of my contractual scientific agreements is that the funding agency, whether it's governmental, entrepreneurial, philanthropic, corporate, private, at no point do I allow that funding organization to have first right of refusal, so that when I generate the data, my team, I should say, it's not just me, it's, you know, a team of lots of eyes. When we analyze the data and present the data, the funding agency can't say, that doesn't look like it's in our favor, get it out of there. So that's really important. In fact, that's a major point here. So along with the primary versus secondary, you know, being primary being the scientist that's independent from the company conducting the research, as opposed to what you were referring to, what a lot of nutritional supplement companies do, secondary research, where they take the research from other scientists like myself and then assume it to be their own. That's the secondary source of information. And so a lot of other companies operate at that level. They operate on that secondary.
A lot of them actually do that. Like, there's very few. I mean, if I ask you right now, and I mean, you've been a scientist doing research, publishing studies for over 30 years. I mean, how many network marketing companies can you think of that do primary research studies? Or that you've been approached to?
Yeah. So I've been approached by a couple. Some do it. However, they often will, at least, again, I'm just speaking personally here, they don't do it extensively. They don't have a full commitment to it. And if they have funded external research, sometimes they don't bring it to the point of full peer-reviewed publication. And that's another really important point. So if I can, so Isagenix took a risk by funding this research with me because I was independent, third party. I gave them no first right of refusal. So the data was going to be published whether they wanted it to be published or not. So big risk on their part. And then second, when I did, when my team and I did write up the data for publication, we submitted it for peer-reviewed journal publication, which means other experts, unbeknownst to us, so when we sent the data into the journal, the editor chose 2 to 3, sometimes 4 different respected scientists from around the world. We had no idea who these people were, and they judged based on the merits of the quality of the research whether or not it should be published. Now that in and of itself is a huge step in the publication or scientific process, that you can do the best study in the world if you think it is, but when you send it out to other independent scientists who are considered experts in the field, if they don't deem it quality and worthy of publication, it doesn't get published. So, you know, you can do all the great research you think, you feel like you can do, but until others judge it for its merit of scientific quality and worthiness of publication, it doesn't really amount to anything. And so that's a really important point, is that the research that I've done using the Isagenix products has been peer reviewed and has been accepted for publication in journals. And so, you know, I do this for other organizations, I do it for other funding agencies. So, you know, it's not unique just to Isagenix, but I think the important point here is that Isagenix at least has that research behind their products.
So it really gives credibility to the scientific medical community, the fact that it is peer reviewed and published by some leading journals around the globe. I mean, that is, like, your results have been just outstanding. There's no question about it.
Well, thank you.
Study results.
No, I mean, I take my work very seriously as a scientist, and I want to make sure that what I am doing can hold the test of scrutiny from others and hold the test of time. And again, it's not just mine. I work with the team. I collaborate with the team. And what we are doing is primarily testing certain nutrition and exercise, physical activity, lifestyle interventions. And so that's the bigger picture here. And so, yeah, what provides me a lot of confidence is that what I've invested 30 years in developing in terms of this model of nutrition and exercise lifestyle intervention has been well received. It's been scrutinized extensively by experts out in the field, and it's held up. And so I feel really good about that. I have confidence in Isagenix providing a high quality nutritional system. Again, you know, I study the system as opposed to individual components. And so it's held up, and it's been well received in the scientific community and also the popular media. And well, so there's some benefit.
The Isagenix associates can access the studies. They can go to isagenixhealth.net, and you have the ability to click on the studies there, and they've put together a fantastic summary sheet showing some of the results, but just really high level, because I'd love to have you come back and let's delve in deep to that 12-week weight loss study and really get into the nuts and bolts of it. But we'll save that. I'm hoping to twist your arm to come back, but just at a high level, can you speak into some of the results that you were seeing? Because you've been working with Isagenix now for what, almost 4 years?
Yeah, it's been about 3 to 4 years. So, you know, my message to others out there, and if there's, you know, new people coming into the Isagenix world, or people that have been part of the Isagenix world, I have to first say that my research doesn't hold all the answers. And I think that's really important. I think sometimes people look to me and the research that I've done as an end all, and that's just not the case. And so I want to just be very clear that I can only speak to specifically within the context of the research studies that I've done under the protocol and the study design that I've employed with this group of individuals. But having said that, what I feel confident about is that my, and we'll talk about this in future Zoom calls, my nutritional technology, my nutritional system of protein pacing, and then the exercise lifestyle strategy component of the PRIZE exercise routine have been proven effective. And they've been proven effective using Isagenix nutritional products as one of the nutritional strategies within that protein pacing model. And so that's what I can say with confidence. I can't say that, you know, it answers all the questions and it provides optimal health across the board for everybody under every condition. I can only speak specifically to the context of how I applied the nutritional system of the Isagenix weight loss solution within my protein pacing model of weight loss and then weight loss maintenance. And we'll talk about that in future calls here. So from that perspective, you know, I can say with confidence that it seems to be an effective nutritional strategy as part of this protein pacing model that I've developed.
Well, we've seen not only like abdominal fat, but we're talking about visceral fat coming off the body. We've seen increases in lean muscle mass. We've seen improvement in cardiovascular health. I mean, there's an array of improvement that you're seeing. And how big of a component do you think is that cleansing component actually pulling the toxins from the body? Is that really part of the secret sauce, the fact that we're getting the toxins out of the body?
So again, what was the design of the study was protein pacing with an intermittent fasting. And so I want to speak to just those two components. So what the study, and I don't know how much you want to get in depth in this right now, but just in very general terms. So when my study team, my research team and I conducted the study, we were interested in comparing men and women to see if they responded similarly to this protein pacing and intermittent fasting model over a 12-week time period. And the nutritional system that we were using was the Isagenix shakes and bars, and then their product of Cleanse for Life on the intermittent fasting days. And so when we had the participants consume those products along with some whole food meals as well, that resulted in significant improvements in body composition and specifically overall body fat, and then specifically abdominal fat and visceral fat. That's that harmful fat that we have on our body. It released toxins into the blood, or at least the blood toxin levels increased significantly. So there was definitely something going on. And the good news is that at the same time all of this was happening in terms of the body fat being reduced, the toxin levels increasing, the body was showing also that its defense system was also increasing. And that's a good sign. That means that the body was responding favorable. So I can just specifically state, and I want to be very clear because I don't want to create any misunderstanding or speak out of line, but that when these men and women were following the protein pacing and the intermittent fasting, and the component of which was delivered with using the Isagenix nutritional system, those favorable changes occurred equally in men and women in terms of their body composition improving, the increased release of toxins. We can only comment on the fact that these toxins were being released or mobilized into the blood. But at the same time, the body's defense system was also increasing. And so that combination was at least a favorable condition. So
pretty exciting. I mean, exciting results. And if you think about Isagenix and the brilliance of Jim and Kathy Coover partnering with John Anderson, I mean, Isagenix is now 15 years old. I think that term intermittent fasting sort of become a buzzword in the industry the last 3 to 4 years. But if you think about it, John Anderson incorporated intermittent fasting guys 15 years ago. I mean, he was so far ahead of the bell curve in what's great for the human body. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, I just want to find out what John's working on now for us, because I know he's working on some amazing stuff in his lab, and I can't wait for the next big product release. So, Paul, I mean, it has been an absolute treat having you today. And I mean, I can't believe like 30 minutes has gone by in a blink of an eye. It seems like we've been chatting for 5. What I would ask is, are you willing to come back? Can we do a call maybe next month and actually delve into that 12-week study and really get into the juicy stuff of it, what your research actually showed and the results? Would you be open to that?
Absolutely. No, I'm passionate about sharing my research and spreading the message and helping to improve health and physical performance with others. So if there's an opportunity for me to share my research, I'm happy to do so.
Well, count on it. So guys, you got it. Dr. Paul Oserio is going to be back next month, and we're going to delve into that 12-week study and really rip it apart and really find out what it means. I'm so fired up. But if you want to get a copy of this recording to your team members, there's 3 ways in which you guys can access this Zoom call or the recordings. One, you can go to takeactionteam.com and the Zoom call will be posted there and you'll be able to watch it. 2, you can go to Facebook, Take Action Team, and Katie publishes the Zoom call there as well. Or if you want to get the podcast of this, the audio recording of this call, download Podomatic Player, follow the Take Action Team, and the recording will be posted in Podomatic, and you guys will be able to listen to this recording as you work out or go for a run or whatever it may be. So, Paul, I'm excited. I wrote it down on paper. You agreed to be back on next month to share about that study. I'm fired up. I'm excited. So with that, everyone, have an amazing week, and we'll talk to you really soon. Good night, everyone. Take care. And again, Paul, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Warren. See you, everyone.